Thank you, Holy One of Israel. Thank you as you guide us through your word once more. Thank you as you shine the light of the knowledge of the glory of God into our faces as we behold your word in the name of Jesus. Lord of glory, we thank you. Thank you for grace to rightly divide your word. Thank you in the name of Jesus that we are hearers and doers of your word in the name of Jesus. Thank you for pouring forth upon us the spirit of revelation, knowledge of your glory, your word, Lord. Thank you as you pour upon us your knowledge, your wisdom, your understanding, your power and might, counsel and fear of God in the name of Jesus. Even as we hear you tonight, Lord of glory, we thank you that we are not living here the same way as we have come. Lord, we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God that it is another New Year's Eve service. We give him all the glory. We appreciate what he is doing in our lives. And we say, thank you, Lord Jesus. And so, what we need now to purpose in our lives throughout 2019 is to start speaking as the owner of God's blessings. Tell somebody, start speaking as the owner of God's blessing. Start speaking as the possessor of God's blessings throughout 2019 and beyond in the name of Jesus. When you wake up, speak the word of ownership of God's blessings. When you are going to bed, speak as the possessor of God's blessings. Speak the word of blessings. For I tell you, it is very important. You will see. You will understand tonight that it is very important that throughout 2019 and beyond, the word of blessing must be in your mouth and in my mouth. We must keep saying, I am higher up. I have come up higher. I am riding on my high places. I am riding on the high places of the earth. I tread down the high places of my enemies in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So be it. As you have spoken, so shall he do unto you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God that we are anointed to walk on our high places. We received the anointing upon every one of us. All those not around at the anointing service, we believe the Holy Spirit came upon them as well. The power overshadowed, for we remembered everyone in the mighty name of Jesus. And so we all have received the anointing, the fresh oil, to walk on our high places, and we give him all the glory. And so let's thank him. We have received fresh oil from him. We are walking on our high places. We give God all the glory. We are walking on the high places of the earth, and we are treading down the high places of every enemy of our souls. And we bless him and we say, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. And we also know that we said that the Lord will visit us in 2019. We are going to learn tonight that He visits you and I every morning, every day. And that is why it's very important for us to always be speaking the word of blessing. For when He visits, shall He find faith? He visits you and I every morning. Every day He's mindful of us. Please let's open to Job chapter 17. Let's start off from there. And you will see a pattern. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You have to learn to speak the word of God in His presence every day. When you wake up, you have to speak the word of God. And so you have to keep looking into the word of God so that He can put His word in your heart. For we all know that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you have the word of blessing in your heart, you will definitely be enabled by the Holy Spirit to speak the word of blessing. You always be speaking, I am higher up throughout 2019 and beyond. I'm walking on my high places. I'm blessed. You will continue to speak because the word of God is in your heart. Remember, we haven't the same spirit of faith. According as it is written, we believe and therefore speak. It is the same spirit of faith that will speak the word of blessing from our bellies. Because He is the one who put the word in our heart. And so again, we see a key. It is very important for us when He visits. He visits not only occasionally. He visits His own every day. Please let's read Job chapter 7. Let's zero down to verses 17 and 18. And you see this as a pattern in the Bible. The Lord God visits His own every day, not occasionally. He visits His own every day. Please let's read Job chapter 7 verses 17 and 18 together. Please let's go. What is man that thou shouldest magnify him, and that thou shouldest set thine heart upon him, and that thou shouldest visit him every morning and try him every moment. Amen. You see again in that verse 18, and that you should visit him every morning and try him every moment. So the Lord visits the household of the righteous. He visits the saint wherever they are on the face of the earth. He visits you and I daily. The scripture is quite clear. Let's flip forward to Psalm 8 verse 4. You see the same thing. God visits His own every day. And that's why the scripture says that the Lord daily He loads us with His word. With His benefit, for His mercy is upon us, is upon the works of His hand. So daily He loads us with His benefit. Daily He will visit you and make you to walk on your high places for that day. And the next day He will visit you again and make you to walk on your high places, even upon the high places of the earth. And He will make you to even tread down the high places of your enemy, because He loads us daily with His benefit. And so you see a key. The Lord visits His own. Please let's read Psalm 8 verse 4. Please let's go. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? So you see a key. You better start believing that the Lord visits you every day. The Lord visits you every day. He visits to see what you need. Please let's open to Genesis chapter 2, and we will see right from the garden, the Lord visits his own, checking up on his own and making sure what does his own need and supplying the need of his own. We have to understand the living God visits his own every day. Let's start Genesis chapter 2. Let's take it from verse 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Now, see a key. The Lord visits his own to find out what his own needs. And then the Lord visits his own to commune. Look at it. He was bringing the works of his hands daily to Adam to name. That's to tell you the God we serve is so mindful of us. He has set his heart on you and I because we are made in his very own image. God fellowships with gods, isn't it? The same species, they flock together. And so you will understand why God visits you and I, because we are made in his image. He has set his heart upon us, and he does not visit for nothing. He will not just come and go like that. He wants to do us good. When he finds faith in our lives, faith in him, he will perform things in our lives. And that's why the scripture says the just shall live by faith, not just occasionally, but every day. Live according to the word of God. Put in the word of God into your heart. Look into the word of God under the guidance of the Holy Ghost and come to church to hear the word of God, so that you're always living by faith, and when the Lord visits you, he will perform his good will towards you. Please, let's look at, let's zero down to verse 20. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helpmeet for him. Verse 21 says, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. Now, see that. The Lord visited to perform the divine work of supplying a helpmeet for Adam. And so you see clearly, the Lord loves to help his own. The Lord loves to supply our needs. He loves to visit. We have to understand, according as it is written, that the Lord visits us daily. And that's why it is good for us to be speaking the word of blessing. When he comes, he has to find faith. When you are speaking the word of blessing, he will bless you. He will perform the very word. For the Lord loves to perform his word. He's a God of his word. And so again, you see a key. The Lord is always visiting his own. Please also write Genesis chapter 4, verses 6 to 7 and 9 and 10. We all know the story of Cain. Even God visited him. And when God visited him, he knew the intention of his heart, that he was about to kill his brother Abel. And he warned him. The Lord God warned him. And of course, when he performed the deed, again the Lord visited to ask him, where is your brother. And so we see the pattern in scripture that the Lord visits his own. You and I, we have to understand this thing. And so always prepare yourself for his divine visitation daily, every day in 2019 and beyond. Prepare yourself. Start speaking the word of blessing. Start speaking as the owner of God's blessings. Start speaking as the possessor of God's blessings. It is very important. We have to understand that the word of blessing, which is the word of God according as it is written, is the word of covenant. And when he comes, he has to see faith. Faith is what is of him. Faith is the evidence that you are hearing the word of God. Faith is the evidence that you are also obeying him. Faith is the evidence that you are living by the word of God. Faith is the evidence that you hope in him, you are trusting in him to help you. Faith is the evidence that in your heart you know he will never leave you, he will never forsake you, he will never fail you. Anyone living by faith daily has thrown himself or herself into the hands of God to help him or her. And I tell you, the Lord never fails his own. Amen. Please let's open to Isaiah chapter 59. Isaiah chapter 59. And we will see there that when he visits, the word of covenant, also called the word of blessing, that he has given to us, he has to hear it from our mouth. Please let's take it. Verses 20 and 21, Isaiah chapter 59. Please let's go. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. Amen and amen. And so again, we see when he comes, he has to hear his word, the word of covenant, the word of blessing must be in the mouth of the possessor of God's blessing, you and I. We must speak the word of God daily. And that's why it is good to keep looking into the word of God, especially the scriptures which we have been looking at during the time of prayer and fasting. The words of coming up higher, the blessings, every scripture. Keep looking at it so that the Holy Spirit will put it in your heart and you'll start to speak. You'll start to speak, I have come up higher. I am walking on my high places. I am walking on the high places of the earth. I tread down the high places of every enemy of my soul. You see, the word of God must you speak. Put it in your heart. Let it fill your heart so that you will speak in the mighty name of Jesus. Please, let's open to Numbers 14. And we all know the story. Moses had sent 12 leaders of the nations to spy out the promised land. And they came back. Two of them came with report in line with the word of God. Jacob, Caleb and Joshua came back with the report that lined up with the word of God. For they had the word of God in their hearts. But the other 10 spies came back with evil report, negative report, words that do not line up with the word of God, and it created fear. And the people heard and believed the report of the 10 spies, the evil report, and so the words got into their heart, and that is what they spoke out, that, oh, have you brought us here for us to die in the desert? Please let's zero down to Numbers 14, verse 28. And the Lord heard them. They murmured, they did everything, spoke, and the Lord heard. You have to understand, the Lord is everywhere. He hears you and I. When he visits, he hears negative words, he won't perform his own word of promise. But remember, we are made in the image of God. And so when we speak negative, we are giving power to the negative things to happen. But when we speak words in line with the word of God, the Holy Spirit, God himself, will perform his word, for he does all things according to truth. And so again, Numbers chapter 14, let's take it from verse 26 to 28 together. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Do you understand? In other words, you shall have what you say. Whatsoever a man soweth, so shall he also receive. And so you can see, if you want to eat the fruit of the good word of God, the word of blessing, you have to speak. You have to make sure you dig deeper into the scriptures so that you understand that you are the possessor of God's word of blessing. You are the owner of the word of God. The covenant word of God belongs to you and I. We have to believe and start speaking. We have to believe and start speaking. Please, let's open to Romans chapter 4. What is the Lord saying to us all in this 2019? Our faith must go into calling those things that be not as though they are. In other words, speak as the possessor of God's blessings. Speak as the owner of God's blessing. We have to train our heart and our lips by hearing the word of God under the guidance of the Holy Ghost, allowing him to put the word of blessing into our heart, so that every time he will speak the very same words of blessing in our heart, out of our mouth. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If you don't have the word of blessing in your heart, you can't speak the word of blessing, because it is the Holy Spirit who will speak the words of blessing quoted with faith. But if you just quote it, it won't have life. It is just letter. And so you can see that it is very important for you and I, even if it's one verse a day. Now, We have said that we should increase the 1 verse to 2 verses every day. We give God all the glory. And so again, we have to start calling the things that be not as though they are. Romans chapter 4 verse 17. We have to be as our God who gave us the very words of blessing. When God spake, he spake all those words in faith, for he is faith. And he hath given us the Holy Ghost, who is the spirit of faith. He wants us to also start speaking his very own words by faith. And how can we speak by faith if we are not hearing and hearing the word of God daily? Even if it's one verse, we have to make that choice now. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We haven't the same spirit of faith. According as it is written, we believe and therefore speak. It is what we believe that we will speak. And what we believe is what is in our heart. And that is why it is very imperative, very important for us to make sure that throughout 2019 and beyond, we start to look and we continue to look into the word of life. So that we can start to speak and continue to speak all the days of our lives as the possessor of God's blessings, as the owners of God's blessings. Please let's read Romans chapter 4. Before we read Romans chapter 4, let's look at 1 Peter. Sorry, 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1. Let's take it from verse 3 and 4. And then we'll look at Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. But let's start with 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 and 4. Please let's go. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world. Amen and amen. Through lust. Sorry. And so again, we see that the things that pertain to life and godliness, even in 2019 and beyond, they are already given to us. But how? Look at verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. The word of God is also called the word of promise. The word of God is also called the word of promise. It is also called the exceeding great and precious promises. And so he has given us the word of blessing. Right from Genesis to Revelations, Old King James, under the guidance of the Holy Ghost. And so everything that we need in this life, he has given to us through his word. You have to understand this basic thing. And so again, you see now why we have to start speaking as the possessor of these great and precious promises. The word of God is the word of blessing given to you and I. And I tell you, you'll be shortchanging yourself if you've not been looking into the word of God daily. But it's never too late. Start looking into the word of God daily, even if it's one verse. If you've not been looking at the one verse before, start with one verse. If you've been looking at one verse before, add another verse. we give God all the glory. Let's open to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. So we are blessed. He has given to you and I blessings. And God blesses through his word, for he does all things according to his word and through his word and by his word, because his word is the word of power. And so again, if you have received the word of blessing, you have to start speaking the word of blessing daily. Bless yourself with the word of God, and the Lord God will hear you and perform every word in line with his word in your life. Every day you'll be walking on your high places. Every day you'll be walking on the high places of the earth. Every day you'll be treading down every enemy of your soul, because you are speaking by faith the word of your blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let's look at Ephesians 1:3. Let's go. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. We all know Christ is the Word of God, isn't it? So everything is in the Word of God. Let's now look at Romans chapter 4, verse 17. And so you have to start calling those things that be not as though they are. You have to allow your faith now to increase to that level. Our God calls things that be not as though they are, and we are made in his image. And so you have to allow your faith to grow, to increase to the level where you too, you and I, will start to call those things that be not as though they are. We will start to speak the word of God by the Holy Ghost from the depth of our heart daily. We'll be living by faith. The just shall live by faith. And if he visits you and I daily, he'll be performing the words of faith that flows out of our mouth daily. We'll be living days of heaven on earth. We'll be walking on our high places, because we are calling those things that be not as though they are. Our faith, we have allowed our faith to grow to that level. We have come up higher in faith by calling those things that be not as though they are, speaking the word of God by the Holy Ghost, who is also called the Spirit of faith. So in short, we have to also come up higher. That coming up higher entails an increase in faith. We can't stay at the same level. When the Lord says come up higher, we have to grow in faith, increase in faith, increase the rate of our hearing of the word of God. Allow more and more of his word to fill our heart. Get to that level of faith, calling the things that be not as though they are, being like our Father who gave us the words of blessing. Please, let's read Romans chapter 4, verse 17. Please, let's go. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. And so again, we see we have to be like our God. Our God is the faith. He calls those things that be not as though they are. If you look at Genesis chapter 1, the scripture says darkness was upon the deep. And yet God did not say darkness, darkness, darkness. No. What he spoke was light. And yet
at that time, what be was darkness. And so faith called the things that be not as though they are. He called forth light when there was no light and it was darkness. And so he said, let there be light, and light be. And so you and I have to start treating the word of God the same, in spite of what we're seeing round about us, even no matter the situation that will crop up in 2019, you have to allow your faith to grow, to increase, calling those things that be not as though they are. Be like your Father. We have to be like our Father. He saw darkness. He did not say, darkness, 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 darkness. No. He said, let there be light. Faith called the things that be not as though they are. Light was not there then, but he called it forth. And that's what you and I have to understand. You have to start calling the words of blessings into every area of your life, into the lives of your family, your children, your grandchildren, your business, your studies, everything. Faith calleth the things that be not as though they are. You have to start calling for God's will to be done in your life always. You have to start saying, the will of God is done in my life daily. Lord, I thank you that your will prevails in my life daily. I live according to the will of God. The will of God, they are yea and amen in my life daily. Faith calleth the things that be not as though they are. The God kind of faith. That is the higher faith. We have to come up higher. Start calling the things that be not as though they are. Increase in faith. Look at father of faith, Abraham. He had no children, and yet the Lord said, you are now Abraham, father of many nations. And so he accepted and told everybody to be calling him Abraham. They may be laughing, you know, but he said, my name now is Abraham. And so he himself was calling himself Abraham, and yet he had not a single child with Sarah. And so again, you see the God kind of faith. The higher the increase in faith that God wants us to understand is the faith that collect the things that be not as though they are. God is faith. His name is the faith. God calls the things that be not as though they are. And so, Abraham, 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 for 25 years, Abraham, 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 father of many nations, father of many nations. For that is the meaning of the name Abraham. And so you see, the God kind of faith, the higher faith, calleth the things that be not as though they are. And yet he had not a single child with Sarah. And yet, father of many nations, Abraham, father of many nations, daily for 25 years. And lo and behold, Isaac came to be. And if you see it right from Genesis, darkness was what was on the deep. But the God who is the faith said, let there be light. And so we have to understand, we have to come up higher, start calling the things that be not as though they are. That is you possessing the blessing. You have to start speaking by faith. But you can't speak by faith if you are not meditating the word of God daily under the guidance of the Holy Ghost, and you come to church to hear the word of God. But guess one thing, it is very important for us to speak the word of God by faith when he visits, and he visits you and I daily. So it is very important. And so again, we have to come up higher in the God kind of faith, the faith that calleth the things that be not as though they are. Please, let's give him all the glory. Let's thank him. Lord, we bless you. We give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord of glory, that we are of that faith. We will publish the word that you have given to us into every area of our lives. We will speak your word into our lives, into every area. Please, let's open to Psalm 28. Let's read, Psalm 68. And let's read verse 11. The word he gave to us, come up higher. And we have seen it in the scriptures. Everything pertaining to coming up higher. He is the one who will make us to come up higher. He is the one who will make us to walk on our high places. We saw that in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verses 26 to 29, and Deuteronomy chapter 32. Verses 9 to 14. It is God who will make us to come up higher. And so he will visit you and I every day, ready to make us to walk on our high places for the day. Ready to make us to walk on the high places of the earth. To ride on our high places. To ride on the high places of the earth. And to tread down the high places of the enemy. He will visit you and I daily, ready to perform his word. But when he comes, shall he find faith? Shall he find you speaking the very words of coming up higher? I am high up. I'm walking on my high places. I'm riding on my high places. I'm riding on the high places of the earth. Shall he hear you speaking same in the name of Jesus? I'm treading on the high places of all the enemies of my soul in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Is that what will come out of your mouth? Or that, oh, this is a bad day. Look at, it's even raining. Oh, I have a feeling things won't go right today. No, 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 no. God will not perform that. That is not working higher. No, 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 no. No matter how bad the weather, he expects you to say, thank Jesus, thank God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm walking on my high places today. Thank you for making me to tread down the enemies of my soul. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that at work today, I am riding on my high places. In everything I do today, I am riding on my high places. I'm riding on the high places of the earth. And I tell you, as you have spoken in his ears, so shall he do unto you. Please, let's read Psalm 68, verse 11. Please, let's go. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Please, let's go again. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Please, let's go again. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Amen and amen. He has given us the word. Coming up higher. He has given us the scriptures too. Have you gone through them? Are you speaking? In other words, are you publishing the word of God into every area of your life? Is that what you are speaking? Or you are speaking the negative situation? Are you speaking, I'm already walking on my high places in the name of Jesus? Are you speaking, I'm already walking on the high places of the earth in the name of Jesus? Are you speaking, I'm already treading down every enemy of my soul in the name of Jesus? Throughout 2019, every day I ride on the high places of the earth. Every day I ride on the high places of my, on my own high places. Every day I tread down the high places of every enemy of my soul. You shall have what you say. And so again, you have to speak the words of blessing concerning every area of your life. We have to speak like our Father, who calleth the things that be not as though they are. Let's give him all the glory. Let's thank him. And so we have purposed that throughout 2019 and beyond, we will be calling the things that be not as though they are. The God kind of faith, our Father who is the faith, he calls those things that be not as though they are. And so again, we will be calling forth the word of blessing. We will be speaking the word of faith. We will be speaking like our Father God throughout 2019. We will not speak the problems of life. We will speak the words of blessing, the words of covenant. It will not depart out of our mouth in the mighty name of Jesus throughout 2019 and beyond. We will live by faith. We have come up higher in this church. We have increased in faith, and we give him all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Let's give him all the glory for the word we have heard. And so, throughout 2019, we know strong faith, increased faith. We will be calling the things that be not as though they are in the mighty name of Jesus. Every one of us in this church, every child, every adult, we have come up higher. We have increased in faith. And we call those things that be not as though they are. According as it is written, shall we speak throughout 2019 and beyond. In every situation of life, we'll be speaking the word of God, the word of blessing. No matter the contrary situation, we will always speak the word of God, the word of blessing, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Let's give him all the glory. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. Lord, we bless you. We give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord of glory. Thank you, King of kings. Lord, we bless you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.